Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettillo along with Charlie Long. Certainly the big news of the day and from last night, the Tigers able to two-game sweep it against West Virginia, and they have punched their ticket to Omaha for the 20th time in school history for the Tigers. And 28 runs that Tigers were able to get across over the two-day period against West Virginia. Certainly West Virginia helped there with untimely walks, hit batters, and their fielding at times was a little bit shoddy, and you saw it last night. Two crucial drops of a fly ball, but Tigers are in, and it'll be this coming Saturday. We'll give you all the details of exactly what time that game will be against University of Arkansas. And Charlie, a team they know a little bit about, and Arkansas, I will say this, I watched both games against Tennessee. They were really impressive. You're going to face them somewhere down the line, but to catch them right off the bat, that's going to be real theater between these two top SEC teams.
Yeah, I guess we'll just start looking ahead right off the bat. Arkansas is a great team, Mike, and we've talked to all these different analysts. I know Todd Walker said they were the best team in the country.
Yep.
Ahead of that matchup that LSU had with them just basically a month ago from today, that weekend series that they had at the box where LSU took 2 of 3 from the Razorbacks. Mike, it's good pitching like you always see from Arkansas, but the hitting is what makes the Razorbacks a different squad this year. And, I mean, they got 6 different guys with an OPS above 1, which for those that don't know, it's on-base percentage and slugging percentage combined. Think of it like for every plate appearance, this guy's getting a single base. So 6 of those guys with an OPS above 1. Their offense is amazing. They have the highest scoring offense in the SEC, the best batting average in the SEC. And the way I watched a ton of college baseball this past weekend, Mike, the way they took out that Tennessee team in different fashion. Like the first game, fantastic pitching from Zach Root, who was, let's just be kind and say, fiery on the mound against that Volunteer offense this past weekend in game one. And then in game two, their offense just explodes. And so they're a tough test. I mean, LSU took 2 of 3 from them. But, I mean, these are the two teams, if you're looking at the betting odds right now, Mike, yeah, that are the favorites to win the College World Series. And they're going to be the first game when they match up on the right side of the bracket. So we'll see how it all goes. But, you know, you're just excited to see LSU book their 20th ticket to the College World Series and their second in the last 3 years under Coach Johnson.
You know, before the season started, we had on Coach Johnson. One of the things, asked him, what's your goal? And he said, first and foremost, I want to play a games in Omaha in June.
Right.
Okay. He didn't talk about winning a national title. He talked about going to Omaha. That's the goal for every baseball team. When they start the season up, it's to play in Omaha in June, because we all have seen baseball is a bit of a flaky game. You can get hot, you can get cold. LSU's pitchers, they weren't great this weekend, Coleman and Ianson. They were good, But they weren't great. LSU's bats came alive. That's what gives me some hope here, that the bats were able to get hot at the crucial time. And if you can get that combination with the pitching of Coleman and Ianson, and they didn't even need Zach Cowan last night. So you had that sort of situation where now is when the matchups really come into play, and we'll see it and hear about it this coming Saturday. You can catch all those games live right here on the Big 870 WWL and free on the Odyssey app. We'll give you all the details of exactly when those games are going to be scheduled. But it should be great theater, sports-wise, to see LSU-Arkansas one more time this year.
Mike, it's a great point that you brought up from this past weekend. Like I was telling Bobby and Steve this, that there were multiple things. Like if you would have told me this or if you would have told me that, like I wouldn't have thought that LSU would have won a game this weekend. I mean, starting off how poorly they did offensively in game one, and then they just come alive and the ball was popping out the park. We were there on that Saturday game, and there were a couple of hits that I was just like, that's a fly out, and it just finds the seats. Monster Milam's hit I thought was a fly out. Derek Curiel's hit,
right,
I thought was a fly out. And they just sneak over the fence. And once again, the ball was popping out the park. And that's why you saw 25 runs scored in that opener. But if you would have told me Cade Anderson gives up 6 earned runs over 7 innings, and then Anthony Ianson gives up 4 earned runs over 5 innings, you wouldn't be feeling that great. But the bullpen this weekend was great. Fantastic. Especially last night, where you saw Cooper Williams come in relief, and where Anthony Ianson kind of slowed down a little bit after a really hot start against West Virginia. West Virginia started sitting on that excellent breaking ball that he has. Like the first home run that they had last night, I don't even know how that was hit out the park. It was way below the zone, and the guy just golfed it out. And then the second home run, the two-run shot off of Ianson, was also kind of a good pitch that he just was sitting on the breaking ball and hits it out the park. So West Virginia starts catching a little bit of momentum. They get it from, you know, 6-0 to 6-4, and all of a sudden you're starting to get quiet at the box a little bit. And then Cooper Williams comes out and is fantastic, puts up a couple zeros, goes 2 1/3, only gives up the one hit, that one home run. And then Chase Shores to close out the game and just slammed the door on West Virginia. He had a little bit of swagger to him last night, Mike. And those two guys are going to be difference makers in Omaha, I think, because you have the pieces that you really trust out of the bullpen with a Cowan, even though he's kind of slowed down late in the year, with Kaysen Evans, who has been fantastic all season long. But having an extra guy like Cooper Williams thrown from the left side, and then Chase Shores, when he's really, really confident, he's a first-round talent. That's what we kept hearing Ben McDonald say, and he showed it last night. He looked awesome.
Cooper Williams was really impressive for a freshman. You got to understand also the moment of when you're getting put in there, and he sort of shut everything down for West Virginia when they started to kind of chip away at the lead little by little. It was 6-0, then it became 6-4. But he was able to put out the fire and able to get it and finish it off. And you write about Chase Shores, and we've talked about it. It's been a kind of a rocky ride for him all season long with Chase, where at times he's looked the part, and he was a guy early on. I know Coach Johnson talked about on this show a couple times. We're counting on him. Either as a starter or he's going to be a finisher for us. Last night, man, he was throwing some big-time heat, well over 100 miles an hour. And so that's good news for the Tigers to have it. But this team is really built upon pitching and playing good defense.
Right.
They're hitting. We've seen the erratic nature of it. It was there this weekend. But we've seen the erratic nature of it. But what's going to get you there, if you're going to win and move on, is going to be pitching and being able to sustain really consistent defensive play. And I thought that was a real issue for West Virginia. Their defensive play was not very good. And I don't know if it was the heat and humidity of Baton Rouge, but, man, did they welter in that sort of weather. You can say, it gets hot in West Virginia. Don't get this hot. You know, that's all I'm telling you. Louisiana heat, man, in June, there's not a lot of places like it. And, boy, Saturday, it was brutal.
So, looking at what happened with this past night's game, where LSU punched their ticket for the 20th time to the College World Series, Mike, as you're kind of mentioning there with the defense of West Virginia, they really fell apart in the seventh inning, where, once again, this, we've said with Cooper Williams coming out of the bullpen, how good he was in kind of the middle innings after Anthony Ianson had slowed down. He threw over 100 pitches in five innings. And so he's been so good throughout the year that we haven't really seen him, you know, slow down before like the sixth inning like that. And so Cooper Williams comes out, puts up a couple zeros, and then all of a sudden that seventh inning happens where LSU puts up a six spot, but only on three hits because West Virginia had three errors in that frame alone. So it was all in the infield. It was their infield defense just fell apart. And when we were talking with the voice of West Virginia baseball last week, he kind of said, oh, you know, their errors in the opening round of the NCAA tournament was kind of a mirage. It didn't look that way. They had some defensive issues.
It was real.
Yeah, exactly. So LSU took advantage, though. The bats really came alive. We can't end this segment without talking about Stephen Milam. Jake Brown also had a fantastic performance last night. But Milam was awesome all weekend long. And when his bat is alive and he's moved up to the three hole now, and most of Jay Johnson's lineups, because he'll shift it from time to time, when he's getting on base and he's getting big hits, this LSU offense is just different, Mike.
No question about it, Charlie. And you could see in his, you know, when I look at athletes, a lot of time his body language. You know, the way he was coming up to the plate, you know, he had that swagger, that confidence. Man, I got it. You know, hey, I'm in that groove now. And, you know, he's also been through a little bit of these ups and downs, which does happen in baseball. It's never really a consistent deal. But, boy, he was awesome this past weekend. When we come back from the Are You Serious LSU Network, we'll have on with us Blake Ruffino to talk LSU baseball right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottillo along with Charlie Long. And here on the Big 870 WWL, your home for LSU baseball. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line from Are You Serious Sports Network, we have Blake Ruffino. Blake, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Mike. I appreciate it.
Blake, before we get into what happened this weekend and what's going to happen this coming weekend against Arkansas, there's always something happening, you know, from a recruiting standpoint. That never ends. This weekend, LSU got a commitment from Seth Dardar. A lot of people from this area certainly know Seth. Went to Holy Cross High School and ends up signing with Kansas State. As he's an infielder there this year, had a really good season for the Wildcats, 13 home runs, 45 RBIs, batted 326. So your thoughts on Jay Johnson, man, because he eats, sleep, and you know what it, 24-7, them able to land Seth Dardar, New Orleans guy, coming back home to play for the Tigers.
Well, and Mike hit a home run off of Cade Anderson on February the 28th, too. And how good has Cade Anderson been? You know, projections today came out, the Washington Nationals, they have Cade Anderson projected at one, going up from three from Colorado. Dardar can really hit, Mike. I mean, you know, if you – I know New Orleans, Vanderbilt, know a lot about the Knights and know about a lot about Seth Dardar, who came up through North Shore and then obviously playing at Holy Cross where he hit really well. But, Mike, you're losing a big-time power bat at first in Bear Jones, and you – probably want to move Tanner Reeves at third, so you go and get Simpson for a High Point. So, Mike, probably arguably the two biggest power areas that you're going to be missing, you go out in the portal and get. And I think, you know, Mike, look, let's just look around college baseball last year and this year in reference to the portal. A&M had last year four guys from Columbia hit above 330 when they made a national title run. You have Danny Dickinson with a lot of experience when you bring in Chris Stanfield, et cetera. Mike, around college baseball, it's not always just the talent that's leading these guys there. Murray State has a chance with seven seniors, Mike, in their lineup to go to Omaha tonight. So you think about that, guys with a lot of experience, a lot of talent that can really hit in positions of need for you, and this one with Dardar, you get the local connection.
And also, too, it's a one-year deal. But, you know, hey, you play the game 1 year at a time. A lot of people get upset. Oh, well, you only got 1 year to play. Well, so what? You can only win a championship in the year you're playing in. You know, you can't play for a championship in 2027 and 2025.
Well, Mike, I would be hard-pressed. I mean, if we talked about the portal in baseball versus, like, if this were football and how people would freak out, from a recruiting class standpoint, Mike, four of the kids that were freshmen in the number one overall class are gone, right? Like, Ashton Larson might stay. Who knows what happens with Ashton Larson? But, Mike, that's a rarity. Josh Pearson hitting a grand slam and being a senior is a rarity. These guys that are that experienced are a rarity. You got to have these one-year deals. And, you know, Mike, it's so interesting you bring that up. That was the first thing that Jake brought up in his press conference. They were asked, how do you build a championship team? He goes, well, I don't know how anybody else does it, but I don't know how else to do it out of a one-year sample size. And, Mike, he's not wrong. Now, it doesn't mean that Case and Evans, it doesn't mean that Curiel, Rizzi, Schmidt, all those aren't big deals for you. And Cooper Williams, my goodness, who came on last night too. But the problem is, Mike, you've got to have – look at all the teams that are going to be in Omaha again. What do they all have? Elite freshman talent that they're trying to build up through. And Mike, I would be shocked if there's not five guys on that roster with guys with over 400 at-bats under their belt in college baseball. Literally all of them have them. So you got to build it 1 year at a time by also having the trying to go out there and recruit from a high school ranks. Because, Mike, again, half that class went to the draft, half of it's in the portal, and you kept another third of it. So, like, that's the problem that these baseball coaches run into. But, again, Seth Dardar can really hit. Ask Cade Anderson about that 2-0 fastball that he threw on.
No question. This team is built a certain way. Charlie and I have talked about this. It's really built around pitching and playing good defense. They're hitting all across the board. It's been a bit erratic throughout the year, but it was there. And timely hitting this past weekend. When you were playing West Virginia, and they gave you the sword a little bit by a lot of walks, hit batters. Their defense was maka-maka, wasn't good. So my thing is, that's how you got here. That's how you're going to win. But if your hitting starts to heat up, man, that's an added plus for this Tiger baseball team.
Well, Mike, not only that, too. I mean, Steven Milam, my goodness.
Yep.
Now, Mike, we do post games after every game. I say every game. No, sometimes not on Sundays during regular season because, you know, Jesus. But we come back, okay, and all these post games. Mike, we started at South Carolina, and we chronicalized this every single game, every single at-bat. Stephen Milam for a month's been red hot. He's hotter than a Hot Pocket coming out the microwave. He's hitting close to 400 in the last month. The thing with him and this lineup, in my humble opinion, as he's gone, everything else has too. I mean, listen, he hit 375 last weekend. He hit over 400 this weekend. I mean, I know that it's a five-game sample size. But, Mike, the RBIs and base hits are there. He's taking the ball the other way, and that's why Jay put him in the three-hole last night. Mike, they're getting some of these guys that are going into juniors that have been there are starting to get a little bit hot here. And it's only a matter of time, too, when some of the stuff like Bear Jones working out of some things that he got into, Mike, he's hitting line drives. I mean, like on curve, on 0-2 curveballs. So that's the line drive they had in the right field. If that's the approach that they're going to have, and I think it's a microcosm of what happened with the starting pitching this weekend, but, Mike, they're going to be hard to beat. And that's why they took 2 of 3 of Arkansas 6 weeks ago. It was they were able to do that. Can they replicate it? And what will be the biggest stage in a park that plays massively big? You get some of those line drives like you did this weekend. It's going to be bigger than what you play because the park is just so damn big. So, Mike, again, I think with Stephen Milam, they're starting to get really rolling here, and good to have the Bear back too.
You know, Blake, to your point about Milam, 8 RBI this past weekend, and then also the amount of walks that he worked, and that's kind of indicative of what you saw from LSU's lineup. That's when LSU's offense is working counts and getting on base with walks and hit by pitches. That's exactly what Jay Johnson wants to do to manufacture runs that way. And the ball was popping out of the park on Saturday. We all know that there were some hits that could have been flyouts, but they just found the seats because the wind was blowing out. I want to get your thoughts though on this lineup as a whole, because with how what you saw this past weekend, putting up 16 runs and then 12 runs in back-to-back games against a West Virginia pitching staff that had like a 4.2 ERA. They were top 25 in the country in team ERA, yep. But they come down to Baton Rouge. Maybe they're uncomfortable with the heat at Alec Box Stadium. LSU was so patient at the plate. They worked all these counts. They got all these walks. And whenever they kind of got people on base, they made the most of it. And that's really the recipe, getting those free bases and then making the most of it with clutch hitting as well.
Well, Charlie, you hit it on the head there. I mean, a lot of people, I think, were talking about, well, you're going to have to hit the ball against them going into it all week. But, Charlie, you know what it tells me more than anything when you talk about the walks? They're seeing it well. Because, listen, I don't care. You get a bunt, a single, a home run. I don't care. Whatever you got to do to get on base in some of these ABs, you got to. You talk about West Virginia's pitching staff. Bassinger, who came in last night, I mean, has been a dog out of the pen. He has not done that all year. Kirk Sonnes has not done that all year. And Griffin Kern, by the way, left-handed pitching has not been friendly to you, and you're able to get on him too. I think after the regional, I thought that they expanded the zone, especially Bear Jones, but in this one, they kind of found their rhythm. I mean, 8 of the walks on Saturday that you had, 6 of them, Charlie, came on 5 pitches or less. You didn't expand the zone, and that's what got you in trouble in the regional. It's what got you in trouble against A&M. It's what's gotten you in trouble offensively the entire year. When they're on and they're seeing it, look, man, they're going to be tough to, again, I mean, look, they're just going to be so tough to beat because you talk about the offense, they averaged 8.25 runs in the regional, and then you had double-digit runs in the Supers against a really quality team, by the way, a dang strong team in West Virginia from a pitching staff. So you're going to see it like that. And if that offense shows up, which, Charlie, they've been bad on the road, man. Hitting on the road for them has been abysmal. If they can finally figure it out here, again, let's go make a run for it.
Blake, one of the things when you play a team you know very well in Arkansas, and you played them the last time, and you won 2 out of 3 against the Hogs, but it's so funny, and I've heard him say it so many times. I've talked about it on this program. Whenever I brought up about quality programs in the SEC, the first thing out of the mouth of Jay Johnson is, Arkansas, their consistency, how talented they were. And he talked about the first time, you know, when he was at LSU and they went and played in Fayetteville against Arkansas. And he was like, man, that's what a baseball team looks like. Because they have really done this at a high-quality level for a long time, had a chance at a College World Series and, you know, a pop fly that dropped that could have won it for you. But the challenges in playing a very good and a very well-coached Arkansas team.
Well, Mike, and too, a team that's absolutely demolishing left-handed pitching, too. So, I mean, like you go in there with Cade Anderson. I mean, Mike, they just – the last two times they saw Liam Doyle as the SEC Pitcher of the Year, he gave up 15 runs. You know, like, I mean, like that might be the guy that's one of the best, if not the best, in the entire country. But, Mike, they scare me, man, because they got – they're hitting with power. The problem is they got athletes that are hitting with power. Like Davalon, Iredell. Mike, those guys are 6 foot, 200 pounds that can run, and they're leaving the ballpark with very, very aggressive energy with a lot of power. They can run. They play really good defense. Mike, I do think that they've not been as great on the mound as maybe they have been in years past, but they can really swing it. I really do believe this, and we talked about this when we played Arkansas the first go-around. I don't know from a talent standpoint if you're not 1A, 1B with them. I really don't. They got dudes, and they got dudes everywhere. So, look, Mike, it could really be a national title game one type scenario here, and it is. And the two of the most, if not the two most talented teams, go up against one another. But you got to Zach Root the first time, the Arkansas lefty. Can you do it again will be the question.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up Root because if you look at this past weekend, Root's had a couple performances throughout the year. I remember his game against Texas, which was unbelievable. And then against Tennessee in the Super Regional where all the pressure's on him because you know you have Liam Doyle and wait for game two, and they had to have won that game one. He only gave up one hit in that entire game. There was an error that put a runner on, and then he gives up a two-run shot. But so only one earned run against him. This year, an 8-5 record, a 3.59 ERA. And we talked with Joe Healy about this, kind of previewing the matchup against Root, you know, once again, as you mentioned, like a month ago when they played him at the box. And he said Root is a really strong pitcher, but because he's got good enough stuff to have really good strikeout numbers, which he does, but when he's really, really going, he induces a ton of soft contact where he's got the fastball going in the bottom of the zone and batters are just pounding it into the ground. They just can't get good contact off of him. So I want to get your thoughts on Root because, as you mentioned, LSU did get the better of him, but he still threw six really good innings against the Tigers at the box back in May.
Really, I mean, he really did. You know, I think of, first off, when I think of Root, that he got first-team All-SEC over Anthony Ianson, which is criminal, and it's not his fault. But, look, funky delivery. He has the baseball well. I mean, go look at the delivery and where the baseball's hidden when he's in his delivery. It's just you have to pick up on it so late, and he's so quick to the mound when he's doing it and hiding the baseball that it's really quickly that you got to pick up on it. But, Charlie, that changeup that he's got, I mean, it makes grown men start crying. I mean, look at Andrew Fisher and all of them this past weekend that he really made look bad. You're talking about professional hitters, guys that we're going to talk about in 5 years that are in the MLB that cannot even see it. They don't even know where it's going to be. It's like a tic-tac coming up there to them. So, look, he's really good when he's on. Charlie, the only thing I'll say, when he cannot locate his off-speed stuff, which happened to him late in the game versus LSU, and what happened to him this season in those, I think he had three or four losses. In those losses, when he got rocked, he just couldn't locate it. And I think that has been his biggest issue. Now, of late, he's been fantastic. He's been really good. But if you can work the count on him, you get him late into that pitch count in the innings, kind of what LSU did on him the first time, that's where he's gotten in some big trouble. So if you can replicate it, then it'd be great. But if he's on, Charlie, you better pray to God that so is Cade Anderson because they're, I mean, look, man, it's going to be a duel.
Blake, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate your time and insights. And, hey, also want to thank Coach Johnson because I tell him this all the time. Get me into June, Coach. We need content. And I know you feel the same way about it. So thank you, Coach.
All I know is I don't know if this house settlement case ends collectors, but we win this thing. A check's coming from AYS. That's all I know. We need it. But, hey, man, July 14th is a long time away for SEC media days, Mike. That's all I know.
Thank you, Blake. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Blake Ruffino from Are You Serious Sports Network covering the LSU Tigers. And, yes, it gives us content. Thank God for that in the kind of dog days of June. We'll be back, and we'll have on with us the sports director from WWL Channel 4 here in New Orleans, Doug Mouton, next, right after this break on the Big 870 WWL.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, Sports Director, WWL New Orleans, Channel 4, Doug Mouton. Douglas, great to have you on again.
Michael, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Doug, before we get into some football Saints talk, you've had that trip to go to Omaha. And
yeah.
So it is special to be there. That is the goal for everyone. But your quick thoughts on this LSU baseball team this year. And, man, you catch a hard one right off the bat, but you got to play them somewhere. So
yeah,
if it's Lord, early or late, you got to play them.
I'm thinking the exact same thing. Mike, look, you want the best possible matchup. You know, you would love to, but who is that anyway? And you know what? If the goal, and of course the goal for LSU is to win a national championship, the goal is to win a national championship. You've got to beat everybody. And look, if Arkansas is going to be in your bracket, I want them in game one, because then I can throw Cade Anderson at them and give it my best shot. If you would get them potentially, and let's just say the bracket worked out where they'd get them in game two, you'd want to throw your best in game one. And look, Ianson's terrific, but I'd rather Cade Anderson against Arkansas. So you do get your best against Arkansas. And look, LSU and Arkansas are super similar in the sense that its team's really built more around pitching than hitting, which is super interesting. A lot of similarities between these two teams. And I will say this. Here's one thing. Look, LSU got rich in the Super Regional on walks and hit by pitch, free passes. It was 12 in one game, 13 in the other. Arkansas, in their two Super Regional games, they allowed two free passes and four free passes. So they averaged three a game. LSU got 12 and a half in the Super Regional. They're not going to get free base runners against Arkansas. That's where it gets tough right off the bat. Arkansas is not going to walk a bunch of LSU hitters. They're not going to hit a bunch of LSU hitters like West Virginia did. So LSU is going to have to figure out a way to score some runs. Look, I'm super excited. No, this team is fun. They pitch well. I can't wait for Saturday. Now, I'm actually not making this trip. Seth Lewis is making he's covered this team every step of the way this year, and Seth does a spectacular job. So Seth is making the trip, but I'll be watching every game, and it's a super special trip. If you're a huge LSU fan, you should try to make it at some point because it's just something different about Omaha.
All I know is alcohol and food sales will dramatically jump.
Dramatically. Yeah, and that's 24 hours a day of those two things. That there's no shutting down those two things. Yeah, look, it's a fun trip. No doubt LSU takes over. I mean, every 100 fans you see, I'd say probably 55 of them are LSU fans, and then 45 are divided up between the other 7 teams. Now, Arkansas will bring a good crew, maybe the second biggest crew.
Yes, I would think.
But it'll be a third or less of the amount of LSU people. The Tigers just take over Omaha in a way that's just fun and silly, and everybody's in a good mood. It's a really fun 2 weeks.
Doug, throwing it to the Saints now, I think for this football team this year, we all know, even though the Saints brass won't say it's rebuild, you're really rebuilding this football team. And this is the start of the rebuild. But it starts with this. You got to be able to stop the run, and you got to be able to run the football better and protect your rookie quarterback. I think in year one, that's going to be essential. Yes, you want the development of young players, if it's Kelvin Banks at left tackle and Tyler Shuck at quarterback and Fuago going back to his natural spot. But this all boils down to it's old-fashioned football, but it works. You got to run the football better, and you can't give up 5 yards a run.
Yeah, and look, there's no doubt that they understood that's where they had to start. And look, I also think there's no doubt that this organization knew it's a two-year rebuild. And I'm saying 2 years, meaning 2 years minimum. This is not a rebuilt team. But you know what? If you're going to start somewhere, start in the trenches. And I think it's a smart move. And I think it all started, or it all, you talk about that offensive line, it starts with Kelvin Banks. Because once you bring in Kelvin Banks, once you actually make that pick, this is a guy who was the Outland Trophy winner at left tackle. So it would be ridiculous to try to move that, to draft the best left tackle in college football and then try to move him. That just doesn't make any logical sense. So you start him at left tackle, and then, like you said, Fuaga goes back to his natural right tackle, which is where he played in college, which is where he was terrific in college. And look, he was fine last year as a rookie, but I think he's got a ton of upside, and I think he'll be better on the right side. And then you've already got McCoy and Ruiz, who I think are excellent. And then, look, the wild card, and to me, the most interesting story of this training camp is how Trevor Penning can adjust to that left guard spot. Kellen Moore is all in on Penning. It seems like he was putting his toes in the water sort of gently at the start of OTAs. By the third OTA practice, every week somebody asked him about Penning, and his line was his physicality is perfect for that guard spot. And he used the word perfect, which was a little bit of a surprise word for me. Kellen Moore talked a lot in minicamp about, communication along the offensive line and even some nonverbal communication, and how the key to that is to have guys working next to each other for long periods of time and getting to know each other. I think that five that he ran out on day one of OTAs will be the same five in the same spots that will start week one for the Saints. I don't think this is a competition right now. I think the line is set, and he wants that to just get better. And then to me, Mike, the biggest thing is that they bring in Dylan Radins and they bring in Will Clapp, who combined have 53 starts in the NFL along offensive lines, and they are your number six and your number seven. So all of a sudden, this offensive line is far deeper and far better than it was last year. Now, does that mean they're going to win 10 games? Of course not. But that is where this offseason began, and I think that is solid. And Davin Gotchuk, if you want to talk about the defense, this guy, and Kellen Moore described it, and I think he's accurate, that in NFL circles, Godshaw is looked upon as an elite run stuffer, one of the best, highly thought of in NFL circles. His numbers aren't great because that's not something you're going to accumulate numbers by clogging up the middle, but he has been elite at that, and the Saints went out and got him for a late-round draft pick. I hate to say it this way, but they got him for almost nothing. So, to me, that is super positive. I think they've rebuilt both middles. They got a lot of work to do, like at the wide receiver group. I still think needs a lot of help. I think they need a lot of help other places, but I think what they have done along both lines is super positive.
I agree with you, Doug, and don't tell that to Davin Gotchaw. He was like, man, I'm just not an occupier. I make plays. I don't know where he heard that, but, boy, it got under his skin a little bit. He was like, come on, tell him. You know better than that. You know I make plays. I'm like, I'm not the one who said it, okay?
Yeah,
so
right.
I get it. I don't want to pick no fight with Davin Gotchaw at this stage.
Right. But, look, there's a huge amount of money to be made to be able to do what he does well. Yeah, we were talking to him. At LSU, he was 270. He's now 330 and solid as it gets. And, plus, one thing, look, in a young team that's, you know, got a lot to learn, going to have a lot of growing pains, he's a grown-up in the room.
Yes,
in a way that I think will really help this team. Yeah, we talked to him in the locker room for a while. What was that, Thursday? And just a really impressive guy. And just a guy you could tell, happy to be home. And that was like one of the themes, too. Justin Reed, so happy to be home, you know, where family can come see. And there's a lot of Louisiana connections in that locker room, and it's fun to see.
Doug, thanks so much for joining us. We'll have to get you back on, talk a little bit more about Saints college football. Man, I miss doing the LSU post-game shows with you, but hey,
that's for another show.
Mike, did it for a long time.
We did a lot of them, and I thank you for doing that with me. You made those fun every time.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it.
All right,
and always appreciate your time. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number one on Sports Talk right after this break. We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.